Soon after Grand Central Terminal opened in 1913, it was viewed as one of the great public spaces in America, an icon of modern travel.
Grand Central Station! As the bullet seeks its target, shining rails in every part of our great country are aimed at Grand Central Station, part of the nation's greatest city.
But by the 1970s, developers wanted to take a wrecking ball to the terminal and replace it with an office tower. WNYC's Jim O'Grady has the story of what happened next.
Preservationists love this story because they win and because just look at the beautiful thing they saved. But we tend to forget two realities about Grand Central in the 70s. One, train travel was in steep decline and Penn Central Railroad, which owned the station, was going bankrupt. Two, Grand Central was kind of a dump.
It's pretty dusty and the windows were broken and it was dark and it was littered with advertising everywhere.
That's Kent Barwick. He later became director of the Landmarks Preservation Commission.
There wasn't any retail in the place except for a couple of newsstands that had near poisonous sandwiches and undrinkable coffee.
The owners wanted to do to Grand Central what they'd done to Penn Station, sell the development rights to a company that would tear down the Beaux-Arts building and erect a steel and glass tower. But Grand Central, unlike Penn Station, was landmarked. So the owners sued in state Supreme Court, claiming the new landmark law was unconstitutional. The railroad won and moved to demolish Grand Central Station. The preservationists scrambled.
I want to announce the formation of a committee to save this great landmark.
That's Brendan Gill, president of the Municipal Arts Society, Kent Barwick's boss at the time. In 1975, the two men convened a press conference at Grand Central Terminal inside Oyster Bar.
If we can't save a building like this, what can we do?
Preservationists knew they were fighting to save not only the building, but the landmarks law itself. And they knew their opponents were accusing them of wanting to suspend New York in amber. Former Consumer Affairs Commissioner Bess Meyerson tackled the issue head on.
It's not really a question of change. If any city understands change, it's our city. But I think it's high time that we ask that very important question, change for what?
Among the preservationists was former First Lady Jacqueline Onassis. Kent Barwick was sitting next to her. He got up to speak to someone else, and when he got back, then-Congressman Ed Koch was in his chair.
And I thought about objecting, and I thought, well, listen, it's so great that a person like Ed Koch is helping us out.
Koch became crucial to the cause, as did Onassis, whose presence transformed preservation from a stuffy to a glamorous pursuit.
I think if there is a great effort, even if it's at the 11th hour, you can succeed, and I know that that's what you'll do.
Barwick recalls how Onassis also wrote a letter to Mayor Abe Beame.
Dear Abe, how President Kennedy loved Grand Central Terminal. I don't know, and I don't need to know whether President Kennedy actually had ever expressed himself on that subject.
Beame told the city's lawyers to appeal the decision, and the city won. The case then moved to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was 1978, and Ed Koch was now mayor.
Mayor Koch could not have been more supportive. So anyway, I thought in retrospect it was a good thing I didn't say, hey, Congressman, you're in my chair.
The owners again argued they should be able to do what they wanted with their property. The city's lawyers said New York had the right to regulate land use through the landmarks law. The justices sided with the city. Grand Central Terminal was saved, and in the early 90s, underwent a restoration that brought back its luster. Penn Central Railroad eventually became Metro North, which last year saw near record ridership of 83 million passengers. And today, in Grand Central,
you see New Yorkers all the time staking a claim in this building, pointing up that cerulean blue sky, saying, hey, this belongs to us.
Grand Central Terminal turns 100 years old tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
It's just like Grand Central Station when I call.